you will increase your efficiency 20% if you learn to do the tough things first, the ones you don't want to do.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. In this series, Zinn covers it all, from the essence of human happiness,
adding value, showing that you have value,
to the downside of venture capital.
You will not own the company.
And the essence of entrepreneurial discipline.
If you're going to make it a consistent practice of working Saturdays just because you think you've got to work 80 hours a week to be successful, you're just flat out wrong.
Now here's Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO and today's guest host. Rob Artigo here, your guest host on this edition of Tough Things First, the podcast. I'm an award-winning screenwriter and an investigative consultant. Being invited back here is always good. Ray, hi.
How you doing, Rob? How's your day today?
Great, great. On another podcast, you'll remember this, we talked about the fantasy of the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow and getting there is a losing battle. So let's talk about that trap in particular. How do we know when we're engaged as a business person in a losing battle?
Because you're losing money. And so that's one of the quick ways to find out. If you get so caught up in ego of being the CEO or being the president or the head of your organization, you're very defensive of your group or of your operation, and you lose sight of the fact whether or not your business is actually profitable or doing well. So that's to me is the danger of self-delusion, as you would, and believing that you're doing great, the operation is running fine, when in fact it really isn't. So you have to be your own worst enemy. And if you got, some kind of problem with yourself, your face, your body, whatever, you want to go fix that and not trying to delude yourself into saying, well, I don't look bad. I don't have a problem. And you go on your merry way, but never improve.
Define for us, based on your experience, what you believe a losing battle looks like.
Well, it has the appearance of something that is in shambles. You're not able to put the proper emphasis to solve the problem. You're fighting a battle you can't win. And so that's what we call a losing battle. That's the old saying about, you've won the battle, but you've lost the war.
Yeah.
And so in this case, you fought the battle, but it cost you either your employees, your company, or your product, your customer, and you've lost the war. So when I think of something that's a losing battle is when you try to win the battle and not the war. And I know that sounds like an oxymoron, but we every time we get up in the morning, there's a life issue that we have to face, a life battle, as you would, and so you want to overcome those battles and not fight battles that are not going to bring about a valuable solution.
Well, you've talked about a little bit about how we first identify the problem, and in business, you identify the first thing, do a spreadsheet and see what your bottom line says. And if you're losing money, you may be fighting a losing battle. But what else can we do about it when we're facing a losing battle? I mean, I guess we have to recognize that we have a problem.
Absolutely. And decide whether or not that battle is worth fighting. So if the battle, sometimes we fight battles which are invisible. We think we cause a problem. We cause a battle that really isn't there. And maybe it's because, we're paranoid, or we have some other issue that causes us to think, oh, here is this problem, when it really isn't a problem. So don't cause a problem that's not there. In fact, is don't cause a problem, period. Be a problem solver, not a problem causer. So, be proactive, making sure that the battle that you're engaged in is worth fighting. And so, the worst losing battle is a battle that you fight that's not really worth it.
And that comes to mind is pick your battles.
Carefully.
Yeah. So deciding whether or not the battle is worth fighting is an interesting concept, because we can easily misidentify what's going on, or engage something on emotion. And going forward on emotion when you're fighting a losing battle and the best thing to do is retreat and reorganize, then, if you go about it with some kind of ego-driven, hard fight, even though it's a losing battle, then you're doomed.
Exactly. And so be careful about what you want to go to war on. You know, if it's worth fighting, then fight. But if it's not going to get you to where you want to go, then don't do it. Being able to understand which battles are have value and worth fighting for, one has to understand their own values. And so if your values are good, and somebody is trying to tear down those values, then that's worth fighting for. But don't fight over something that's trivial, that's not have any consequence or will help you in the end.
Thanks, Ray. Let's wrap up this podcast by talking real quick about the fact that people can reach out to you. This isn't a hollow invitation. I mean, people can go to your website and ask you questions, right?
Absolutely. And I invite that.
Toughthingsfirst.com. And of course, the book's out there. And it's a helpful tool for anybody who wants to be successful in life, let alone just business. But it's obviously a great tool for business. And you have content on Twitter. You do stuff for Facebook, and you're there on LinkedIn. So there are all these different avenues that people can use to get to you, and that invitation's out there. Make a pitch for people to send you a message.
And let us know what you think of them. Share them with your friends, and let's get the word out there. These are important messages that we're leaving, and a lot of people can benefit from them. So don't hog them. Share them.
There's an archive there at the website as well. You can go back and listen to the back episodes. So if you're listening to this podcast and you like what you hear, it seems like, and obviously it's an exaggeration, but seems like an infinite number of podcasts you can go back to. And I'm not the only guest host. There are other very interesting people who have come on the show and been a guest host and enjoyed a good podcast with you, Ray.
You know, I've talked to a fellow recently who said that he's listened to a couple of my podcasts 2 or 3 times. And he learns something every time he listens to them. So, even going back and listening to the ones you've listened to before is still good because you might pick up something you missed last time you heard them.
Right. Your perspective might be a little bit different, too.
Exactly. Your conditions may have changed.
Thanks, Ray.
Thank you, Rob.
You've been listening to Tough Things First, candid talk with Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO, Ray Zinn. Drop by the contact page at toughthingsfirst.com for more about the book, more podcasts, and links to Ray's Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn pages to keep up with Ray Zinn's wisdom daily.